Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we saw soybeans jump off to the races here this morning, gapping higher, pulled corn with it.
Yeah, they did. I mean, the soybean market is focused on prevent plant also now. It's kind of joining corn with that. And we're all wondering if late seedings means lower yields. That's something that'll be determined by summer weather. But the funds are short of soybeans, Randy, so the market reached higher, and short covering was the theme of the day.
Kind of two-sided in the wheat markets.
It was. I think the wheat market really stumbles. You know, you can bring Russian wheat into the United States at about a $30 a ton discount. And so when you look at the discounts that are being paid in for French and Russian and other wheat sources, U.S. wheat just seems a little too expensive. Mexico is even looking at possibly taking French wheat. So when we stand back from it all, the wheat market's going to struggle here, particularly ahead of harvest and with the rain that fell through the northern plains.
You know, we had talked about this before. You start seeing these prices go up. You start to eroding demand, and so we're seeing that already then.
Yeah, we're feeling demand rationing, as we call it in the business, so that's happening right now. Our feeling going forward is that's something that the wheat market will have to deal with. It needs either higher corn or something in terms of a crop scare if it's going to keep the rally going.
Now, the livestock side of things, we were kind of two-sided here today, end with triple-digit gains here in the front couple months.
We did. The livestock markets are watching corn very carefully. And so when corn came off its highs, and at one point overnight we were up over a dime, and that, when that market came off, the livestock kind of came to life. So we're looking at corn. We're trading livestock accordingly. And we're worried about the Chinese. Still, of course, Trump and Xi will be meeting later next week. But the opportunity for a deal looks to be thinning. And that's something that the hog traders will be watching very carefully, with ASF and, of course, Chinese demand front and center in terms of what's going to happen with long-term price pork direction.
All right. Anything else we need to be talking about?
That's really it. I think these markets are very focused on weather. If the crop appears to be going smaller, they rally. If it appears to be going larger, they decline. And that's kind of, you know, framing everything here as we see it in Chicago. So keep your eyes skyward and follow the forecast maps. It should give you good direction in the market.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.